Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Monroe Symphony Orchestra is joined this weekend by special guest vocalist Benjamin Utek in an afternoon concert of holiday favorites. Utek, a former professional football player and a member of the 2006 world champion Indianapolis Colts, has transitioned into recording artist since his NFL days. Ben, good to talk to you.
Well, thank you for having me.
Let's kind of go back to the beginning of things, so to speak. Your interest in singing, does that go back to your childhood? How did that start?
It does. I grew up in a family that really celebrated both athletics and the arts. I was able to really grow up in an environment that gave me the opportunity to experience both of them. Athletics was a huge part of my upbringing, but so was music. You know, my dad went to school to be a choir teacher. My mom was a singer, and so I grew up around music, my sister and I did, and grew up with training. I really was given a platform at a very young age to start singing, and I did, along with sports, and they just kind of worked back and forth with each other all throughout high school until I ended up going on to college to play football.
Right. And there you attended and played for the University of Minnesota. Did singing continue to have an interest as well during those college days?
It really did. You know, music has always been a huge avenue for me to express myself. You know, it's given me a place to vent at times and to celebrate and to, you know, just really be vulnerable with my emotions. And that was something that was really important, especially going through college. And so I learned, you know, picked up the guitar and learned to play the guitar, along with having the opportunity to do a lot of singing on campus and sporting events that were happening at school, along with a lot of the pro events around Minneapolis-St. Paul.
Well, you entered the NFL as an undrafted free agent. Eventually, your time with the Colts resulted in a world championship. How do you describe reaching that goal when you reflect on that season?
Man, it is actually very difficult. It's still one of those moments where I have to pinch myself, you know, and I go back in time every once in a while, looking through pictures and a couple of the videos that I have that give me a chance to reflect on those memories. And you know, you grew up throwing the ball around with your dad in the backyard, and you never expect really anything to come from that. And, you know, to be on that field and to have played with future Hall of Famers and to be coached by one of the best in NFL history, and to catch a pass from Peyton Manning, and I don't really know how to describe it, except that it really will go down as one of the most special moments in my life.
Since your NFL career, now you're pursuing a singing career. What has that experience been like?
It's been real interesting. You know, you realize very quickly that there's the stereotypes that you faced in high school continue into the professional arena as well. And I found that even to this day, there's a struggle to overcome this gimmick, you know, of the singing football player, and that I have to prove to people that it's reality and that it's something that I've worked really hard at and that I can do. And that's a challenge I really appreciate, because I think one of the unique situations about my performance is the unexpected, you know, to have a chance to connect with people on an emotional level, in part because, you know, they don't expect a, you know, 6'7", 250-pound tight end to come out on stage and perform with a symphony. And that's a lot of fun for me, because I think it's fun for people. I think it makes the night more enjoyable.
You'll be presenting a holiday performance coming up with the Monroe Symphony Orchestra. You performed with them before, but this time around with holiday songs. Give us a bit of a preview of Saturday's performance.
Well, Saturday is going to be it's going to be just a really festive and fun afternoon with the Monroe Symphony. I get a chance to perform again with Maestro Clay Couturio, and he's fantastic. But it's just going to be a journey of holiday classics. I put out a Christmas album last year, and it was a lot of fun for me because I got to sing Christmas songs in studio in June, which was really interesting, trying to get into the Christmas spirit in the middle of the summer. But it was a fun process because I had a chance to record a lot of the songs that I grew up loving over the holiday season. So you're going to have a new rendition to the first Noel, and you're going to experience Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas and O Holy Night and some of the classics mixed in with some fantastic original songs that I've picked up along the way. One is a song called I Pray, which was written by Jim Brickman and a Nashville great, Victoria Shaw.
Speaking of holiday songs, a personal favorite, and might we be hearing that this weekend?
There's one song that I have taken upon myself to try and perform. It's a song called Angels We Have Heard on High, one of the classics. But the interesting thing about this is it's an arrangement that was done for Sandy Patty, who is one of the most decorated female gospel voices of our time, and she has a huge voice, and I took it upon myself to learn this, and it's been interesting so far, but it's been a lot of fun.
Ben, we certainly look forward to the concert coming up this Saturday and looking forward to seeing you back here in Monroe. If someone would like to keep up with you and also find out more about your music, how could they do so?
Well, thanks for asking that. I try to stay as active as possible, and I put up new videos and experiences all the time at my website, which is BenjaminUtecht.com. And I'm very active on Facebook, Ben Utecht Music, and Twitter, which is at Ben Utecht.
Well, Ben, thanks for your time. It's been good to talk to you and look forward to Saturday.
Can't wait. Thank you so much.
The Monroe Symphony Orchestra's Holiday Classics Concert with Benjamin Utecht is tomorrow at 3 p.m. in Brown Auditorium. There is an admission fee, and tickets are available at the door or by visiting the Monroe Symphony Orchestra website at monroesymphonyorchestra.com. You can hear this and other Lanya podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.